Real estate investment in Uganda can be a profitable venture, but it is essential to understand the various taxes that come with it. Taxes such as property rates, withholding tax, and stamp duty can significantly impact an investor's financial bottom line. Here's a comprehensive guide to real estate taxes in Uganda that every property owner or investor should know. Withholding tax. The withholding tax on rental income is a significant tax obligation for non-resident property owners in Uganda. This tax is deducted at source by the tenant and remitted to the Uganda Revenue Authority. It applies to all non-resident property owners who receive rental income from their properties in Uganda, regardless of whether they are individuals or companies. Property owners who are residents of Uganda are exempt from this tax. This exemption is aimed at encouraging local investment in the real estate sector. It is important for non-resident property owners to be aware of their tax obligations and to comply with the regulations to avoid penalties and legal issues. Seeking professional advice can help property owners understand the withholding tax and other tax obligations associated with real estate investment in Uganda. Stamp duty. Stamp duty is a tax levied on legal documents, and it is one of the taxes that property owners or investors in Uganda should be aware of. When it comes to real estate transactions, such as sales agreements and lease agreements, stamp duty is calculated as a percentage of the transaction value. The current stamp duty rate in Uganda is set at 1% of the transaction value. For example, if a property is sold for UGX 100 million, the stamp duty payable will be UGX 1 million. It's important to note that failure to pay stamp duty can result in penalties and legal consequences, so it's essential to ensure compliance with the stamp duty regulations. Property rates tax. The property rates tax is an essential source of revenue for local governments in Uganda, as it helps to fund public services such as road construction and maintenance, water and sanitation, and waste management. The rates are typically calculated based on the value of the property and the services provided, and can vary depending on the location and size of the property. Property owners should be aware of their obligations to pay property rates tax and ensure that they comply with all relevant regulations to avoid penalties and fines. By paying the property rates tax, property owners contribute to the development of their local communities and ensure that essential services are available to residents. Rental income tax. The rental income tax is an important tax for property owners who earn rental income from their properties in Uganda. The tax rate is currently set at 20% of the gross rental income, which can have a significant impact on the profitability of a rental property. It's essential to note that the tax is levied on the gross rental income, which means that deductions for expenses such as property management fees, repairs, and maintenance are not allowed. Property owners are required to declare their rental income and pay the tax to the Uganda Revenue Authority, URA, by the end of the month following the end of the quarter in which the income was earned. Failure to pay the rental income tax can result in penalties and fines, so it's crucial for property owners to comply with tax regulations to avoid any legal consequences. Capital gains tax. Capital gains tax is a significant consideration for property owners and investors in Uganda. When a property is sold, the seller is required to pay tax on the profit made from the sale. The tax rate for capital gains tax is currently set at 30% of the gain, which can be a substantial amount, especially for high-value properties. It's essential to note that the tax applies to both residents and non-residents of Uganda. However, there are exemptions available, such as for inherited property or property held for more than 5 years. Investors should seek professional advice to understand their capital gains tax obligations and take advantage of any available exemptions. Proper planning can help investors reduce their tax liabilities and maximize their returns from real estate investments. Local government tax. The local government tax is an important source of revenue for local governments in Uganda, as it allows them to provide essential services to their communities. The tax is levied on property owners within the local government's jurisdiction, and the rate can vary depending on the location and size of the property. The tax revenue collected is used to fund services such as road maintenance, waste management, and other public services that benefit the local community. The tax rate is usually set by the local government council, and property owners are expected to pay the tax annually. It is important for property owners to be aware of their local government tax obligations and seek professional advice to ensure compliance with the tax regulations. Land rates. Land rates are an important source of revenue for local governments in Uganda. These fees are levied on property owners as a contribution towards the provision and maintenance of public services such as roads, water, and waste management. The rates vary depending on the location and size of the property, with properties in urban areas generally attracting higher rates than those in rural areas. Land rates are often revised periodically to reflect changes in property values and the cost of providing public services. Property owners are required to pay these rates annually, failure to which may result in penalties and legal action by the local government. It's important for property owners to understand their land rate obligations and ensure that they are paid on time to avoid any inconvenience. Development levy. The development levy is an important tax levied on property owners in Uganda to promote the development of infrastructure in the area. This tax is collected by local governments to fund the construction of public facilities such as roads, water supply, and waste management systems. The levy is usually calculated as a percentage of the total construction cost and is charged to property owners who are constructing new buildings or making significant improvements to existing ones. The development levy serves as an essential source of revenue for local governments to finance infrastructure development projects. Property owners and investors should be aware of this tax and its implications when planning to undertake construction or property development projects in Uganda. It is advisable to consult with local authorities and tax experts to understand the specific requirements and regulations related to the development levy. Transfer duty. Transfer duty is an essential tax levied on the transfer of ownership of property in Uganda. It is a one-time tax that is paid by the buyer of the property upon completion of the transfer process. The tax rate for transfer duty is currently set at 1% of the value of the property being transferred. This means that if a property is valued at UGX 200 million, the transfer duty payable would be UGX 2 million. It is important to note that transfer duty is calculated based on the market value of the property and not the purchase price. This tax is a crucial source of revenue for the government and helps to fund various developmental projects across the country. It is, therefore, important for property buyers and sellers to be aware of their transfer duty obligations to avoid any legal and financial complications. Environmental levy. The environmental levy is a crucial tax that supports the protection of the environment during the construction process. It is aimed at promoting environmentally sustainable construction practices and reducing the environmental impact of building activities. The levy is calculated as a percentage of the construction cost, and the funds collected are used to finance environmental management and protection programs. This includes measures such as pollution control, waste management, and environmental impact assessments, which help to minimize the adverse effects of construction on the environment. By funding these programs, the environmental levy ensures that developers comply with environmental regulations and contribute to the long-term sustainability of the environment in Uganda. Withholding tax on services. The withholding tax on services is designed to ensure that non-resident service providers who earn income from Uganda pay their fair share of taxes. This tax applies to services such as property management, technical, and professional services provided by non-resident companies. Property management companies who provide services to property owners in Uganda are subject to this tax, which is levied at a rate of 15% of the gross amount paid. The withholding tax is deducted by the property owner or a designated agent and remitted to the Uganda Revenue Authority, URA, on behalf of the non-resident service provider. This tax is an important source of revenue for the government, and it helps to fund public services and infrastructure development in Uganda. In conclusion, property owners and investors in Uganda should be aware of the different taxes associated with real estate investments. Seeking professional advice is essential to ensure compliance with tax regulations and reduce the risk of costly penalties. Understanding the taxes and fees associated with real estate transactions can help investors make informed decisions and manage their finances more efficiently.